Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Oh my goodness. Hey, what's good? What's good? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It is Friday Night Live, and we help you guys get ready for the weekend. So if you got something going on and you want a lot of people to show up and show out, hit us up. Let us know what you got popping, what you going to wear, all those type of things. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. So I am DJ E-Monster. Let's go over here and talk in with Miss Unbelievable. So what's good, Mama? Friday Night Live. How you feeling?
It's Friday night, and I feel all right. They wouldn't ask. Oh, sorry. It's good. It's Friday.
That's how you feel, huh? That's how you feel.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Yeah. Friday night. Yeah. Super Bowl weekend. I'm just saying. Yeah. Send us some love. Just send us some love. It's that time. Go.
Right. So let's see. You know how we do it on a Friday night. We just get y'all going, get the groove set. As you guys know, Kevin Hart is in town. Now, he does have a song. Yes, he has a song where he does a verse on a track with Trey Songz. I do have it, but I can't seem to find it in our system. So, seeing that I'm already here, I don't even know if he's in town for the Super Bowl. Now, that would be big. Pink's in town, a lot of people. But I ain't heard nothing about Trey Songz. You heard anything about Trey Songz being in town for the Super Bowl weekend?
No, but you know, a lot of people is just coming in to just be under the radar, and then you have those who are performing. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Right. Okay. Well, apparently, I heard the place to be today was at the Mall of America. Apparently, a lot of the celebrities were out there taking pictures, all kinds of things. I don't know if it's still going on. The mall's usually open to about 9 or 10, usually 10 on the weekend. It might be open a little longer because of the festivities. So if you can, take your butt down there and get you some pictures. I even seen some rough and tough dudes be like, man, I had a ball. So that's what's up. They taking care of people down there. Over there at the Mall of America. So, all right, so I ain't going to do too much wrong for them before I end up having to send their ass a bill. This is not a takeover Tuesday night. Friday Night Live with DJ E-Monster. It's unbelievable. It starts right about now. So, coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota, he hosting the Super Bowl. Wow.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib. Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel? That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
Spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
I beat it up, beat it up, beat it, beat it. That pussy, I eat it. I skid it. I hit it from the back, she wanted deeper. Yeah, I fucked her to Rich Homie's son. She my girl, so I fucked her with no rubber. When she see me out in public, she make crazy faces. When I fuck the mother hoes, she go crazy. She ain't fanning bass. Dead faces in my pocket, I ain't wasting. Bought a house in Hollywood and I love my neighbors. But I'm a blood, and you know I fuck with labels.
Got a man, you can leave his ass
at the crib. Yeah. Fucking with your baby mama, hunger, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking real with my lips.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib.
Yeah. Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pistol like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
I beat that little pussy like she ain't never had a beat.
She fell in love with the homie here, we ain't never ever meet. Every time she wanna fuck, I make her bad, make her say please. If I find out she cheating, bitch, I won't back my ring. Knock that pussy out like we in a ring. Don't care what he talking about, he in my sin. Him on his bed, they my worst, they on cream. Pull up on the shot at the top on that beam. Make him feel some type of way, I know my demeanor. Turned up like a motherfucker, burning like a motherfucker. These niggas ain't ready, nigga, turning like a motherfucker. You can't get no love from me, I be a bad nigga, baby.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib.
Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
If you got a man, you can leave his ass at the crib.
Yeah. Fucking with your baby mama, hungry, how you feel?
That pussy like a beat, I'm a motherfucking kill.
I spit it down the motherfucking mill with my lips.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Michael Jackson, I beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Beat it, I beat it, I beat it, beat it.
Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. I don't care what he say. Your ass better not hit it raw. Wear your ass a condom tonight. Don't drink and drive. Make sure your ass get home safe. We're going to open up the lines in just a bit. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, a.k.a. The Monstars. This is Trilly Wonka, Monsters Radio Live on a Friday Night Live. Keeping the groove going. We open up some lines in just a bit. 424-243-9649.
You must be Trilly Wonka. Yes, I am. Oh, we got Zanny, Perky's, and the Molly by the Bolo. And understand when I kick shit, little bitches, just my lingo. Kicking this shit like I'm Bruce Lee, and I'm having this shit like it's Lucy. Yeah. She won't Zan, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Hey, face like damn. Loop thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. She won't Zan, she won't Molly. Baby won't out of her body. Face like damn, over loop thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie. Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. Hold up this four, I'm sipping. I put up this four, I'm sipping. I got the golden ticket. Young nigga flex like he Richie. Rich, we really came from the bricks. We really know about the shit. Say, what do you really know about the bottom? We really pulled the fool down in the bottom. Yo bitch in here, she won't catch a body. Zanny and Perkin, you know where we got it. Hey, she wanna dive a nigga. You talking shit, we might cop a nigga. Yeah, 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 we bout action, nigga. All of that rap turned to something, nigga. Like, sorry, Miss Jackson, your son caught some action. We caught him in traffic and hit him with ratchets like. Fuck nigga, should have been.
Fuck on the real nigga. This cash, this why they say you feel better. Since she wanna fucking nigga that with my jello. And she wanna smoke gas with the guard, brother. I know it fuck with you, baby. Trilly wanna pull the enough for you, baby. Deuce on the deuce, that's enough for you, baby. Zanny and Perky's, I got you some, baby.
Got you.
She won't say it, she won't mind it. Baby won't out of her body.
Hey.
Face like damn, oompa loompa thick. I told her, baby, call me Charlie.
Hey.
I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket, yeah. I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. She won't say it, she won't mind it. Baby won't out of her body. Baby, call me Charlie.
Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. Yeah, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket.
Baby, won't out of her body.
Hey,
face like bam.
Monster Radio Live.
Baby, call me Charlie.
Hey, I got that golden ticket. I got that golden ticket. Yeah, hold up this four, I'm sipping. I put up this four, I'm sipping.
Okay, okay. So, hey, we're about to open up the lines after this one right here. This right here is Kent Jones, Ty Dolla Signs, Lil Dicky, and E-40. It's called Sit Down. You dig? So, hey, have your ass a seat. Call us up, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. We ain't going to go all night night. We ain't going to go all night night, but we definitely going to get it in. You can talk with me or Miss Unbelievable. Like I said, you just got to press 1. You dig? Friday Night Live. We about to open up the lines right after this one right here. Knock with us from Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh, hey, baby, you there. Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls. God, I don't really know her, huh? She wanna come over, huh? I'm already over her, When I'm in town, she make sure that she see me, you understand? I don't know just how you niggas perceive me, you understand? Throwing stones, but you just wanna be me, you understand? Ain't them guys that you see on the TV, you understand? Hey, baby, you there? Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down. You know how I get down. Tell your hating homegirls, sit down. Take a seat. Sit down.
Hey, little mama. You know you fucking with a motherfucking superstar. You know I pick your ass up in the front car. And fuck you right here in it like a porn star. Yeah, yeah. Hey, why you so nasty? She said, Dollar, why you gotta be so nasty? She said, Dollar sign, why you always stay high? I say, you ain't ever lied, you ain't ever lied. I pull up on her, I got her chosen. Her man a loser, she ain't a real nigga present. She want dollar, she fuck a dollar. She came for dollar, pull up in that Rari. She said, hey, dollar, dollar, hey.
White boy like my mom Betty. I'm too nice for this game. As I walked in, it was confetti. Girls took to me already. Lil' ho with them dreads wanna go make Whoopi go ball Eddie. Heartbreaker, y'all all petty. These bitches wanna get it off the strength. Pay a ton, I'm jamming like I'm Kemp. Y'all a bunch of fucking dealer shrimps. Showstopper, got flow popping. These hoes knocking down doors, jocking my stones, moccasin flow. Stay on your toes. I'm better than better. I'll get it on top like a header. That's word. Little mama looking at me 9 o'clock, and from the look of it, that bitch need a vagina mop. And you mistook if you think that we gon' design a shop. I'ma pull her like a bull up in a china shop. Break you down, chicken parmesan. How you want it, I'm cooking. I got a nose for these hoes. I'm the pig little pussy. I gotta know if you pro. Going down on my tushy. Cause if you are, then you're probably too aggressive for dicky.
When I was a teen, I scored a half a meal ticket. My team moved mean and they smoke you like a brick. brisket. Raised in the slums, in the sewer, in the gutter. Well, shit ain't sweet like unsalted butter. Make more paper than your daddy and your mother. Put up European, started with a fixer-upper. Throwing up signs like a third base coach. Baby, she a dime, got a rump like a roast.
Hey, baby, you there? Light skin thick with the blue hair. Red Lissy, I just got a new pair. Every real hood bitch do hair. Hey, won't you come here? Get down, you know how I get down. Tell your hatin' homegirls, sit down. Take a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Take a seat.
Friday Night Live, Monster US Radio, Global Broadcasting. Yeah. All right, that's that new Kent Jones right there. All right, what's up, Friday Night Live? We're talking about things you can do, things you can wear, things like that. So here's one thing I want to put out there before we get started, and it is about on a Friday Night Live. You know, it's all about keeping that excitement between you and that other person, yo boo, yo bae, whatever you may call them. It is. Here's something that's different, and you can throw them back and forth. Now, if you usually go to hip-hop bars and things like that, I mean, you're a lady, Miss Unbelievable. Tell me what you think about this. Say, me and you, we usually go to hip-hop bars. It can even be a country bar. It don't matter. You dig? Now, I'm trying to do something different. Or that might be your norm when you go out with somebody else, but I'm trying to do something special with you, something you're going to remember, something different to give you that little extra flutter. You dig? That might make you feel a little butter later. But I'm just saying, here's something. If you usually go out to just hip-hop spots or a country bar, whatever, take them to a place that y'all listen to salsa music, merengue, you dig, that type of thing. I mean, what you think about that? That's a different pace. It's something where you can move your body, something sexy. Y'all may not even know how to do it that well, but still, you can get laughed at together and make a moment of it. I mean, how do you feel about that on a Friday Night Live?
I mean, something that's, okay, music makes your body move, period. Plain and simple. So if you can allow yourself to be free and accept all music that makes you dance, makes you enjoy, makes you feel, and plus you with your boo, doesn't matter, y'all can go to a poker bar. As long as it's speaking to you and y'all together and y'all having fun, that's all that matters. But salsa, salsa do something to you. Mm. Salsa make you want to go home and be like, after we move these hips, we going to move these hips.
Go move these hips, then we're going to make it dip, baby, dip. Nah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's something different to think about. You know what I mean? Okay, I mean, is there something else you can think of that's good as a little changer or something people can do to take somebody out over the weekend?
Something new. You can go sledding or play outdoors. I mean, it's like 9 degrees right now, so it's a little bit, there's no wind. So when there's no wind in Minnesota, you still can enjoy it. So you guys can get in the sled together, head down that hill together, you know, hold each other, fall over, fall onto each other, you know, get, hey, put layers of clothes on together and have fun.
Right. Okay, yeah, that is a good one.
Kid.
That is a good one. Right. Hey, and it's also, I think it might be hard to get somebody to do it with you, but I think that's a great, I think it can be an awesome second or third, but if you can get them to go with you on the first date, I think that's a really good first date. I know you probably like, wow, on the first date, because
no,
you kind of get, so get to know the person. Okay, tell me why you think so.
I think so because you will learn if they're adventurous. You will learn if they're willing to try something new. You will learn if they're pretentious or stuck up or too good or can't let the hair down, can't be free. You'll learn a lot. You'll learn if they can give and take. You'll learn if it's really them. Like, if they just doing it to impress you, or is it really them?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. You can get to know somebody in a moment. Going sledding. It sounds real childish, and some people will act childish going sledding. But I'm just saying, it's a moment to really get to know somebody. So I think another thing too is, I mean, if you're here in the Twin Cities, take advantage of it. And I mean, if you're a baller in another city, fly your little something in. You dig? They will really, really be entertained. Oh, we going to Minneapolis to kick it for the Super Bowl weekend. I mean, I know a lot of the inner city stuff when it comes to booking hotels and things is going to be pretty much locked up. But you can go to a beautiful suburb. You dig? You don't have to be right there in the meat of the city. Drive your ass in, catch an Uber, bus, train, whatever. But yeah, go down. They got a lot of things down there, great places where you can take pictures. They got this one. It says #only in Minnesota. Big, it's got beautiful lights on it. You got to take pictures at night, those type of things. I heard they got like great food trucks down there. Obviously, they got the live free concerts. You can say, hey, we went to the concert together, so on and so forth. So if you're in the Twin Cities, I mean, there's not much you can complain about other than the pricing to get into some of these clubs. Oh my goodness, I don't even know if we even want to talk about that tonight. But
ooh, yes, let's do that.
We're going to do that.
Let's do that. We're going to do that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our breather right quick. And when we come back, we're going to do that. Check out this right here. It's a hot.
Do that.
Remix. G-Eazy. Monsters Radio Live. Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. Get it.
We live.
You ready?
Yeah. We ready. You ready to do this? Hat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. You know how we say it on Wednesday. Use your pinky if you're feeling sexy.
Friday Night Live, online radio with a roar.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we...
There I go. Okay, my bag, unbelievable. I'm over here screwing things up. Get it? My bag. I'm over here dancing, doing too much. I need to sit my low ass down somewhere.
What I saw do make you just be like, yeah, let's go get it. Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
Right. So, all right, so go ahead. Tip it off on what we're going to talk about tonight or here in a moment.
Well, we're going to talk about these club prices and how much they charging folks to get in when it's regular F-R-E to the E to the E to the E to the E. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So,
break it down.
There's some clubs, you know, that are charging high prices, saying that people are going to be there, not stating if they're going to perform or appear. So they feel like they're being jaded or taken advantage of by the promoters, false advertisements.
Right. I've seen scenarios like that. And a lot of times, other promoters, you really have to be in the game to really understand the wording. It's almost like fine print. You dig? Like, you guys got to watch these flyers. Watch the flyers that say, special guest appearance. That one, you pretty much can almost guarantee 90% of the time that person's going to be there because they're probably being paid to be there. Like Cardi B did quite a few parties where she was just a show-up guest. You think she's not there to perform. A lot of people get it twisted. They see her there and they're expecting her performance. She's not paid to perform. She's just paid to be a special guest to show her face. You dig? Now, the ones that catch people slipping are the ones that say special guest invite. That means he's been invited. That don't mean he's coming. I mean, he's been invited. I can say at every special guest invite, Chris Brown, you dig, Bridgewater, Oprah Winfrey, and Obama going to be at my next event. Or it's been a special guest invite at my next event. All I got to do is send them my invite, and it's legit. It's not, I never said they're going to be there. I never said that. On the flyer, it never says they're going to be there. It says invite. They've been invited. People can put me on a special
guest. That gets
a special
people.
Invite on their flyer and all the time. It does get people. It really does.
Because that's saying, you know, that's how you're getting people in your club. Like, they don't even know what the difference by appearance and performance. They think because they're appearing there and they're there that they're supposed to perform. Because sometimes, you know, if that particular person is feeling it, they may perform. But they're not required or paid in that contract. You know what I'm saying? So people, and then it ain't like they can get to them and take pictures. They're just there to say, oh, I saw her in there.
Right.
And they done paid $150 or $200 to be there. I don't know how you really can justify that appear. I mean, man.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that would. I mean, being in the music industry, I know there's loopholes and I know there's different things that you do have to go and work on, you know, far as understanding the wording. But most folks don't understand the wording, they just want to see them. So what about when they're saying live appearance? That don't mean they're performing, folks. That means they're just going to be there live.
Yep. Appearance.
Another way.
The word. Appearance. That means you will see them. Appearance is a visual, not an audio. Appearance. Sorry. Go ahead.
And then the wording, if they perform, doesn't mean that they're going to give you a concert. Means that they're going to perform maybe over a track, maybe one song, or maybe they may be lip singing to something. Does not mean you're about to get a 10 to 5 minute concert. It means that they're going to give you one, if they fill in the crowd, maybe two songs. Maybe new, maybe old, maybe a throwback of somebody else's. It's not guaranteed that their performance is going to be a performance that is hot.
Right, right, right. But now as a crowd, if you guys are, like she said, depending on how the crowd reacts, now you can almost force them. You have to do it with flattery, you dig? But you can almost force them to do a bigger set. Because if the whole crowd's rocking and y'all saying their words and they're like, say, hey, when I da 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 da, and you keep it going, they may start feeling themselves, even somebody as big as Cardi B, anybody like that, might start feeling themselves, turn around and be like, DJ, just run my set. Did he? So sometimes that can help y'all, but yeah, don't expect no big ass performance. That's not what they're there for. It's not what they're paid for. And you guys got to remember, it's a business for an artist. Don't get mad at the artist because the artist ain't doing what the promoter didn't pay them to do. Like we said, some people pay for guest appearances. Some people pay for promotional dates. Those are not full 45-minute performances. That's not their album. That's not, they might do their hit. That's about it. They're not doing all that backlog, all the extra stuff. That's not what they're there for. They probably got another event set up that night because they're not making much money at the events you're at. My bad. But, you know, that's just the way to the game.
For
that's
real.
The way of the game. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you got to know, when they got a long lineup of folks, lineup may mean you get to see them walking back. Don't mean all the people that they mentioned on the flyer in the lineup is going to perform. They may put the one who's trying to come up as the performer, but those who have made it, you will see them, but they'll probably put like a new artist that they sign or trying to sign or, you know, working with as their person that you're going to see. And they'll stand by them as if, hey, you see me, but you're going to hear them. We're helping you out.
Yeah.
We're spending $300 to $350 to $200 to $150. Now, if you just want to say you have enjoyed the experience of being in, you know, the Super Bowl party weekend week of entertainment, then yeah, that's what you enjoy. You pay whatever you want to. So. You go to how many parties that you think that works for you. But do not go on Facebook or any other social media talking about any promoter or club promoter saying, oh, I didn't understand. We are giving you what you need to understand right now.
Right, right. So you don't end up in those situations. Yeah, you got to learn the legal terms of promotion. You think that's what y'all are learning tonight, whether you're an artist or not. You're learning the legal terms of promotion so you don't get caught up and be upset. So I'm going to go ahead and slap this breather in here right quick. We come back. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We didn't do the weather. We got other things to do, too. So check it out. Let's see. I got a remix. French Montana. This right here has got Mariah Carey doing the hook now. Okay. Okay. This is Unforgettable.
Okay.
Club music. Monstrous Radio Live.
Uh-oh.
You know we got the hottest remixes. Uh-huh.
Yes, we do. In the world. Let's go. We live, y'all. 424-243-9649. Press 1. I got you.
Should know how to pick up. I'm gonna cash it in. flex out to the side. Yeah, got a new flex out to the side. Yeah, got a new flex and I know I like it.
New Fat Joe.
I know.
Yeah. That's that remix for y'all on a Friday night. But we're getting it in.
Night.
Double shot.
Yeah.
From the Monstars. Okay. So, all right. I guess we're going to go ahead and do the Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. Go ahead and tell the people, what's the weather like in the Twin Cities, Mama? Hello.
Right now, it's sitting at a lovely 9 degrees with no wind. So for a night right now, 9 degrees is pretty good, considering we woke up with a -7 this morning. I'll take that 9, and I'll raise you a 9.
Right, yeah, it is still pretty cold out there. It hasn't been the coldest of all the days, but yes, it's still pretty nippy around there. Yeah, so make sure you guys dress up, bundle up. Make sure you guys keep something in your car. If you're from out of town and you're not doing Uber, you got to rent a car. Make sure you keep you a blanket, some water, you know, hopefully you got some little heat packs or something just in case something happens. Because sometimes when it is this cold out here, man, I'm telling you, your car, I start like, not today, bro. I just told you, not today, bro. You dig? And then it might go, okay, I guess we're going to go somewhere. Da, 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 da. So, you know, if your car had a slight problem, it got a serious problem right now. So, that's your Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. Here's something else I want to do, too, Ms. Unbelievable.
Yes.
I want to do something called the drink of the weekend. Obviously, we're going to start it out by saying don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings on our next episode. But let's do something called, you dig, the drink of the night. Something you can go out and drink. Because some people, they don't know what to drink. You don't know how to drink. Your little whippersnapper, I still smell similar like on you. You don't know how to drink. You dig? That's why you wake up the next day, and I'm like, I don't feel good. Like my ass be doing. So, I mean, what can be the drink of this week? I mean, I have an idea, but it might be a little too strong for some people. You dig? So what's a good drink for people to get, you know what I mean, to enjoy the night?
Okay. So I'm about to do it this way. My upscale ladies and gentlemen, my kings and queens, I'll tell you to enjoy your nice martinis or your whiskeys or your scotches, your high class scotches. Not on the rocks, nice and neat, nice and smooth, Just to sit back and enjoy, you know, with a stogie, you know, with a nice little, you know, cigar with your, you know, with your whiskey. So I'm just saying, those are the two I would take, ladies. Your martini, and guys, your scotch, or ladies, your scotch, and guys, your teenies.
Mm. Okay, okay.
So that's what I'm going with.
There you go. Okay, okay. So let's see, what else do we have tonight? I don't have no who's bumping who's getting fat. Let's see. Like I said before, I know Kevin Hart's in town. As a matter of fact, I just read an article or something about y'all almost lost Kevin Hart today. That's right. Y'all almost lost little Kevin. You dig? Inside the Twin Cities today. Apparently, he was doing some photo stuff. He was just leaving a restaurant downtown Minneapolis, and they was not paying attention. If you have not been to the Twin Cities ever, or if you've been to the Twin Cities, you used to live here, and you ain't been here in about 15 years, you ain't came home. We got trains, player. You better move, bitch.
Ooh,
get
man.
Out the way. They will hit your ass. And they almost hit Kevin Hart a little ass. So,
oh, wow. Goodness,
he got out the way. So, yeah. You can check on TMZ. They actually put up the stuff about it. I just seen it over there. So, yeah. But that's one thing I like about the Twin Cities. When a lot of celebrities come to the Twin Cities, I mean, I don't know how it is when they go to other cities, but they really like to get out and go on the local scene. Like, I heard Justin Timberlake was at the Hood Target today. I was like, what? They was like, yeah, for real. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Minnesota, I mean, you know, we're not really a threat. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're Minnesota Nice. So a lot of the stars consider us Minnesota Nice. And so they're coming out and they're enjoying themselves. I mean, they're living at the mall. You know, the mall is almost like a Super Bowl for some folks. Seriously. Mm-hmm. That's all they've been wanting to do is get here and get to the Mall of America. So they're out. They're not shy. They're not security down either. They're just like, hey, let's go. We're in Minnesota Nice. Who's going to mess with us here? The FBI is all out on and sniping and everything. You ain't going to be able to. I'm so serious. I'm telling you. Minnesota is surrounded by security.
Snipers,
I'm just saying that we are just like, they're everywhere. They ain't playing. I mean, they are high alert. Minnesota is on high alert. So when you're in that high alert, they be like, you know, they'll catch them.
Right. Hey, did you see that? Oh, yeah. They definitely got security down packed. They got a grid going with that. I don't know what that helicopter's called, but that motherfucker's cold. I need to get me.
Ain't that cool?
Them. I'm just saying.
Man.
I don't know what that thing is called. But all right, we're going to leave it government issue secret. Let's see. But yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and jump back over to the liquor part of the game that we was talking about. So yeah, I would have to say that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, a lot of people don't know. For one, you need to drink water. So that's why usually the next day you have a hangover because you're dehydrated. You dig? So now here's some drinks that you can drink. I usually drink high-end shelf. Some people, it doesn't matter. I'm a lightweight. I got a slight belly, so believe me, if it works for me, it's going to work for you. I like, I would say, like she said, a whiskey. I say this week I'm going to go with whiskey. I'm going to say some Southern Comforts. You dig? I don't care if you're a guy or a gal. Have you some Southern Comfort. Now, don't hit that thing like you hitting on a Miller High Life or something like that. No, sip it. Sip it slow. You dig? Keep stirring it. Do what you do and mingle. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a good night. It's going to creep up on you. The next day, you're going to wake up and you're going to have no problems. You're going to be like, oh, that's my monster drink. Thank you, E-Monster. It's unbelievable. Monsters Radio Live. Because you're not going to have no hangover. It's hard to get. It's a high-end thing. You dig? It's not made to give you a hangover. It is what it is. An OG had to tell that to me, so I'm the OG telling it to you. Get you some Southern Comfort tonight. Get you some whiskey. Have that. It's going to keep you
okay.
warm. tonight. Yeah. It's going to keep you warm. It's spicy. And they have different flavor shots of it. So check that out tonight.
Yes. And if you don't do Southern Comfort, there's a thing that's called Macala. And it's a 22 or 18. You will love it. It's nice and smooth, high end, another Scotch whiskey. They all have them. Trust me. And then, like you said, drink that water. And if you're going to be drinking, we always say eat something greasy. Get something that's going to coat your stomach because then you won't feel sick. Don't drink on an empty stomach. Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. You will feel it in the morning or maybe at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you'll be meeting somebody's bathroom with your head in it. And them bathrooms ain't too clean, so just saying, be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught with your head in somebody's toilet bowl, you don't know. You might be in there eating some private parts, but you don't know them like that. Just stick your head in their toilet. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to make that a joke. Dang, we got a request, but I don't want to play it for some of my music. So, what else we got? We got
gotta play the quest live.
Do we want to play another song, maybe something else, or what else we got to talk about on our way up out of here?
Let's talk about what they should wear, ladies. I'm telling you, you can bring out your faux fur, or your fur out. Is that type of weather? Is that type of party? You can bring out your little heels. It's that type of party. Be careful where you walk. It's that type of party. You can put out the little black dress with the sparkles. It's that type of party. It's that type. I'm telling you, it's that type. Or your little red dress. Or your little blue dress. It's that type. I'm telling you. Or you can put on your nice little pants with your nice little dress shirt with some sparkles. It's that party. I'm telling you. Do not come out with no jeans or Timbos. It's not that party. It's not that party. Not at all. I'm just saying it's not that party. Unless you just really feel comfortable. But if you want to stand out tonight, this night, wear some colors. Wear some bright colors. Wear some yellows, some oranges, some pinks, some blues, some reds. Even throw a nice little cream on. A cream outfit would be hot tonight, night, with some nice tan shoes, or some nude shoes, yes, or that blush, boom. I'm trying to tell you, men, you want to help the men out tonight? You want to help the men out tonight? Because it's that night. It's that
No, go ahead. You want to roll?
Oh, you want me to help the men out? Okay, men, it's time to get them nice slacks out. Slacks, yeah, the gray tweed, the black, the brown. You could even do a nice navy with a shirt that pops. Boom, I'm telling you. Put on a nice shirt that pops with those colored pants. Nice boots, black, brown, two tones. Get your nice jackets out. I'm telling you, your jackets, any jackets you want to wear, I'm telling you, will set it off. If you want to wear a brim, you can wear that brim. I'm telling you, if you want to wear that petticoat, tonight's the night. Or if you got a faux fur, tonight's the night. Only this week, tonight's the night. No wife beaters. No. I will send you home. No. No sweatshirts. Nah. No. Not that type of party, unless you're branding. And then I may let you pass, but it has to be really neat and new. And enjoy. Like, literally, enjoy. There you have
it. Right. Yeah, I was going to say that's what my one was going to be, the faux, the fur. You dig? Now, because it's so cold outside, play the parts. You dig? Ladies, wear your fur, your faux boots. Whatever, wear your jacket with the faux fur around it, you know what I mean? Dress in a winter fashion, almost like, you from Russia somewhere. I know that's a bad thing to say right now, but you get what I'm saying. Wear some puffy.
What you say, snow bunny?
You know what I mean? You might have a hold on, yeah, right there. So, yeah, fellas, same thing. You dig? Dress the part. Like, you know, like you out in the wilderness somewhere with your fur jacket. And, you know, you could still rock some something with some fur on the boot, just a little bit, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, that's what I would suggest this weekend because it's so cold. You know, kind of dress the part a little bit. You know what I mean? Don't dress up like no Star Wars stormtrooper or nothing like that. I'm just saying, just add a little bit of fur to it. You dig? It'll add a little sexiness to it to go with the season right now. So yeah, that. And I do want to say one of the listeners said some, what'd they say, some peach, V-S-O-P? What'd they say, brandy?
Oh, okay.
Is that what they said? Yeah, V-S-O-P,
ooh.
Brandy peach is good. Okay, okay. I might have to
but
try
soft.
That one.
They want that
I might have
soft.
To try that one.
Mm.
So, all right, we made it to the end of the show. Okay, I guess I'm a, yeah, no, we don't know what we do. So, all right, we got some shout-outs before we get up out of here.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see that. Yeah, come party with us this Sunday. We are at the Ruby Lounge. We got a nice lineup. We're there from 10 to 4. Woo-hoo! Uh-oh, 999er. Monster's going to be in the building. E-Monster's going to be in the ones and twos. Rod G is going to be the host. Equator Records. And it's going to be a night. We got some sponsors that probably will be there doing some things, but come on out. It's our Minnesota lineup. Stars, come on through. We're going to show you how we rock it, how we do it. I'm just saying. It's all about Minnesota talent on Super Bowl Sunday after the Super Bowl.
Right, right. Okay, okay. So I'm going to try to squeeze a little bit of this right here in by request. It is what it is. Y'all heard about what you can wear tonight, how you can get it in, where you can go. Make sure you take your favorite girl. Monsters Radio Friday Night Live. Y'all enjoy the night. Super Bowl weekend. Twin City.
My
lit.
Favorite song.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that
shorty
one.
The scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dawg, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm off and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this. When you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. It. And if I catch it in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla. Like we going in, and when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hand. She makes the mood all good for me. house good, smelling good from the big plate of food from it. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Always understood, I stopped it, but in a fit it's so good.
Yeah.
She's my baby girl.
My little fuss set, baby.
And we looking good, continental.